The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free numbers, we'll give those to you. Also, our Skype username, allowing you to bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
And we got some tech-related news to start the show out with here tonight. In the realm of Silk Road 2.0. So we know a lot about Silk Road 1.0, the very first ever, the infamous Silk Road, the first ever decentralized
Amazing Silk Road that allowed people, so instead of having to go out and get shot and stabbed when you bought your drugs like your pot and your heroin and cocaine, you could use digital money, digital bitcoins, and have your drugs sent to you by the U.S. Postal Service anonymously, covertly, discreetly, and there was nothing the government could do about it. And that's why Chuck Schumer was mad.
Oh, yeah. It started back in 2011 and became an international sensation, a phenomenon, allowing thousands of users, maybe even 100,000 or more, connect with dealers who would be willing to sell them not just drugs, but other things as well, and things that, you know, you couldn't go to Amazon to purchase.
Right. In fact, a lot of people called it the Amazon of drugs or the eBay of drugs. So you would have so for those of you who don't know how the darknet marketplace works, there's this thing called Tor, the onion router, which allows both the browser and the hoster to not know where each other's at. So it's like meeting in a digital dark alley. And it can't be shut down. It can't be traced if it's done right. And Ross Ulbricht was the leader of the thing, and he set up the Silk Road, and it was a web server in Iceland or Finland or one of those countries. And vendors could sell their cocaine or their heroin, and you would use pretty good privacy for encryption, which the FBI and the NSA cannot break. And you would use bitcoins, which if you use them properly are untraceable, and you would pay your darknet vendor, your cocaine dealer, in bitcoins, and you'd give him your address over PGP encrypted channels, and he would drop it in the mail. And then the real linchpin of the whole thing was the feedback system. So if you were a buyer, the person would drop it in the mail, prepaid, postage paid, and you'd get it like a day or two, you know, 3 days later, and you would test the quality of it. At least, you know, a person could test the quality of the controlled substance. And then you could actually rate the vendor, how fast did he deliver? Was the weight correct? Was the purity correct? If you bought MDMA, 3,4-methylenedioxymethamphetamine or ecstasy, did he send you meth? Well, you could report that back, and you could give him a lousy rating. And so by having a bunch of people, hundreds of people, information was able to be crowdsourced. So information has this very weird property. The more you share information, the more value it becomes. So a good example, if I know that Joe Smith is a solid, upstanding heroin or cocaine dealer, he doesn't cut his products, the stuff is pure, he gives you the right weight, that's valuable to me. But if I tell you that, now it's valuable to you. You have the same information, and I can actually say to you, yeah, this guy's trustworthy. And in eBay, you don't have to know the person you're buying the product from. You just have to know they haven't ripped off the previous 30 people they've done business with. So, like, that's the beauty of eBay. I can buy a computer from somebody, and if their feedback score is high enough, I don't have to know anything about them. I don't need to know where they go to church. I don't need to know their religion. I don't need to know their job. They could be some guy that in real life I might think that person doesn't leave very shady and seedy. But on eBay, it doesn't matter. What matters is your online reputation, the feedback score. Some number says this guy has done 100 transactions without ripping anybody off.
Yeah,
nobody's
never met him. You don't know A, B, or C about him besides what other people have said.
Yeah, and this is the beauty of the digital world. You don't have to know anything about somebody. The person you're dealing with online could be a total dirtbag in real life. But because what you're really concerned about is how trustworthy are they, and the computer's saying this person is trustworthy or untrustworthy, you can weed out the fraudsters, the scammers, the people who are doing bad things fairly efficiently. I mean, I love the system. I mean, I would love to have something like eBay for contractors. I mean, I guess I do for Angie's List. So if I want a contractor to remodel my bathroom, I could do it the old way where I ask my friend, hey, who remodeled your bathroom? But you have no way. Your friend may not be an expert. He may not know what a good contractor looks like or a bad contractor looks like. What I want is an eBay system where 100 people have all said, yeah, this guy did my bathroom and it worked out correctly. And that is the beauty of the online marketplace. The digital information can be shared so easily.
And so that's one of the aspects that made Silk Road so brilliant. Of course, another one was the fact that, well, everyone was anonymous, and so no one could roll over on their dealer. And that's one of the ways that the government has been so effective at cracking down. I mean, not that they've stopped the drugs or anything like that, but they have put plenty of people in prison cells over the decades of the war on drugs. And that's usually because they'll bust a user, and then they'll tell the user, hey, look, kid, we'll let you go if you give
tell
us your
who
dealer
is. Yep.
And, with
and then the
Silk
dealer
Road,
will tell us who your supplier is.
Right.
And they'll go up the chain until they find someone who's like, look, I'm not going to rat out the cartel. They'll slice my throat and kill my family. Or they don't have anybody to roll over. And, of course...
And so with Silk Road, no one could roll on anyone because you don't know who the dealers are. And so the police couldn't... If they caught one of the buyers, which would be hard enough to do anyway because it's, like you said, PGP encrypted messages and, you know,
digital
it's online,
currency and
everyone's anonymous. So, but even if they could accidentally find someone, because every now and then, like, a package of cocaine would break open in a mail processing facility, and then they would know that, you know, Joe Smith had a package of cocaine coming to his house. But even then, that's still, you still had plausible deniability because someone could use the Silk Road system. Joe Smith may not have actually ordered cocaine. Anyone could have ordered that cocaine and sent it to Joe Smith, and Joe could say, I don't know where this
actually,
came
from. Actually, that's already happened. It's a wonderful way to frame somebody. So Brian Krebs, who does Krebs on Security, he's a really famous journalist. Somebody, apparently he had a kind of hater, and this hater emailed the police and said, yeah, Brian Krebs is having like a couple grams of cocaine shipped to his house.
But the haters sent.
And here's the tracking number. Yeah, and of course they threatened Brian Krebs and said, yeah, we're having cocaine sent to your house. So Brian Krebs had to go to the local police department and explain, you know, Bitcoin and the Silk Road. Could you imagine walking in a bunch of cops with their coffee and, you know, an old grumpy desk sergeant who's used to like, yeah, I remember the old way with paper and typewriters, and these new criminals with their computers and their fancy doodads and cell phones, and what the hell is Silk Road? So a lot of police officers, your beat cops, when you try and explain to them Bitcoin, Silk Road, Tor, their eyes glaze over.
Mm-hmm.
They want to catch a criminal, and they understand a guy with a gun, with a ski mask, or somebody in a back alley swapping drugs, that's a criminal. But when you say, well, there's this other criminal out there who they are very smart and sophisticated, they have digital computers that hide who they are, they can ship anonymously, and they're very hard to hunt down. I kind of wonder if they would. I mean, the only reason Ross Ulbricht, I think, is sitting in jail is he was too successful. Chuck Schumer got mad and said, "Brr! This, why can't we shut this Silk Road down?"
He was one of the most wanted criminals in the United States.
Yes, and even so, it took years. I mean, it took a long time for him to be
captured.
Well,
and they only got him because he posted his personal email address to a forum. He said, "I need someone to help me with this marketplace."
This was before it launched.
Before it launched, yes. And they went back and found out. And they also, he said, oh, I'm a big fan of von Mises. It was an Austrian economist. Well,
he's a libertarian.
Yeah, and that's a libertarian. So it kind of narrows your suspect pool. It'd be kind of like if there was a bunch of murders around Keene and they said, you know, von Mises, Ludwig von Mises at every crime scene. You know, well, that limits your suspect pool considerably. Mm-hmm. But I thought, you know, it's kind of scary. This technology could really be used to frame somebody you hate. And I said, I hope nobody does that. So please, like, if you ever don't like email cocaine to Chuck Schumer's office with a taunting note saying, you know, love, and then somebody you hate, because that would just be mean and evil, and we're not about that. I mean, we just think it's fascinating technically that we're winning the war. I think we're actually winning the war finally.
The war on drugs?
The war on freedom.
Oh, okay.
You know, the war on freedom has been going gangbusters for a long time now, and I really think we're starting to see, thanks to technology and the nerds, people are able to do what they want. And they're able to do it without fear of government reprisal.
Well, we're not. The government's not going to go down without a fight. And certainly they are willing to get desperate and very violent in order to protect their power. So we've certainly seen that happen. We'll continue here because there's a reason we brought up the Silk Road. James, you've got news about Silk Road 2.0.
Uh-huh.
And yes. So, of course, that will necessitate us explaining how it went from 1.0 to 2.0, what happened there. I remember it in great detail because we've been covering the Silk Road for years here on Free Talk Live. Can you realize, it's actually been half a decade since the Silk Road, basically. It started in 2011. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show at username lrn.fm.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. You get to create the content there, right there on the front page of the site. Every news item that you see there was put there by listeners just like you, and then voted upon by listeners like you. It's a Reddit-based system, meaning that you get to vote up or down whether you like or dislike what you see there, and you get to submit what you want. Maybe it's news, maybe it's something fun. Whatever you want to do, submit it there at freetalklive.com. It's totally free. It's Ian James and TJ the Spy in the studio tonight. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the Silk Road with Silk Road 2.0 admin, Blake Benthal, heading to sentencing very, very soon. We'll get into the details. But first, we've got Drew, and he's on Skype. Hello, Drew.
Hey, I just know, do you know if the Pro XPN is still running the AMP special where you get the 2 years for $50 and they donate some of that back to you guys?
That is a good question. I don't know about that. ProXPN has ended their advertising with Free Talk Live, so I don't know if that code is still good. I'd be interested in finding out if it works for you. It was FTL50 was the code.
Yeah, I actually went to ProXPN.com/AMP, because I remember several months ago that was the special, and I was able to order it, so I just wanted to know if they were still sending any of that to you.
I don't know about that. I can't guarantee you that. But that doesn't mean they've got a bad service. It's just that at this time, they aren't an active advertiser with us. And we can't get into the reason why, unfortunately. It's maybe eventually we'll be able to tell you why, but right now that's sort of off the table for discussion.
Yeah. But there are plenty of good VPN services out there. I mean, one of the things, if you're concerned about your privacy, you shouldn't be using a credit card to register your VPN, because if you ever become the suspect in a criminal investigation, one of the first things...
A VPN is...
A virtual private network. Basically, it allows you to go route your internet traffic through somebody else's server. So instead of you going to Starbucks, and it would look like your IP address is coming from that Starbucks, you connect to Starbucks, which connects to some server in Thailand, which then connects to your email server. So when the websites are looking at you, it looks like you're coming from Thailand. And the idea is that with IP address tracking, every time you check your email, every time you go to a website and you log into Facebook, that IP address where you're logging in from is recorded. Well, maybe you don't want certain people to know where you're at. I mean, my ex-husband was very good at doing this. So, like, I would say, oh, I'm in Ohio, and I was actually in France, and he would say, why is your IP address coming out of France? Because he would look at the email headers, and I had to quickly fix that, because every time I would say I was in Ohio, when in fact I was in France, you know, he would be very suspicious, and I couldn't tell him, oh, I'm in France. I would have to lie to him. And so I always made sure and used a VPN that would come out of wherever I said I was going to be going to. And so one of the things about VPNs, they allow you to basically shield from your email service or your IP hosting service where you're going. But using your VPN, register it with Bitcoin, or go to Walmart and get a prepaid debit card, one of the, not the reloadable ones, the like a $500 maximum one, non-reloadable. Register it in a fake name, and then just sign up for the VPN service in Joe Mama, 123 Main Street, you know, and then a fake phone number or whatever, and a disposable email address. That will preserve your, I mean, so again, privacy takes work. If you want privacy and security, you got to work for it. It's just not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. We try to make it as easy as possible for you, but if you're concerned about your privacy, yeah, the more privacy and security you want, the more difficult it's going to be, because you got to memorize passwords, you got to go through this extra step. And it's up to you to decide how much security and privacy you want. For the stuff I do, I just use, they're one of several VPN servers, but if they accept Bitcoin, that's a good sign, because you can pay anonymously.
And they do. And ProXPN is actually based in the Netherlands as well, which is nice. So that way they're not based in the United States.
You want one that doesn't keep logs. So a good example of one not to use would be KickAss.
Well, there's no reason to plug the other ones that are out there.
Oh, okay, plug the one.
We don't have any hard feelings about ProXPN at all. So,
No. I was just giving an example of one that actually does keep logs, and they will turn those logs over to the police or a divorce attorney at the drop of a hat. So,
gotcha.
You know, the thing is, you want one that deliberately says don't keep logs. And I hate to say this, but when you actually look at PACER, which is Public Access to Court Electronic Records, that is the master federal criminal database, you go through the affidavits and you say, well, what companies cooperate with people in criminal investigations.
Well, almost all of them will.
Almost all of them will if they're based in the United States. So it's kind of a trade-off, because if you're using a VPN in Russia or China, I guarantee you the Russian and Chinese government are spying on you. But on the other hand, they don't have to comply with U.S. court orders. And I use the U.S. as an example of just a stand-in, shill, hostile entity. It may be a divorce attorney. Maybe your ex-wife is suing you, and one of the things she wants to know is what porn websites you're going to as part of the divorce decree. Maybe if she wants to use it as proof to the judge that you're unfit to be a parent.
And they would give that up in a divorce proceeding?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Well, a court order, yes. I mean, Kobe Bryant found out the hard way. He had an SMS text message to one of his trysts, and he didn't realize that AT&T stores those things for 7 years,
wow.
or they were. So, yeah, you can send a text message in the clear and not realize that AT&T and Verizon are storing those things for up to 2 or 7 years, and it can come back and bite you. And just like if I sue you, like if I wanted to get your phone records in, all I have to do is sue you civilly and tell a judge, can you issue a subpoena because they're relevant to this lawsuit. And so, yeah, like it's very, very easy to get people. Like if I want somebody's phone records, all I have to do is sue them, and I can get almost the same powers that the police have as far as subpoenas go.
So thanks for the call, Drew. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. That's how Drew connected to us. Sounded pretty awesome. You can sound the same way. Just connect to us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. So we were talking about Silk Road. Silk Road 1.0, which we followed in great detail here on Free Talk Live. We followed the trial of Ross Ulbricht. Some of us have even written Ross letters.
Yes, James and I have both written him letters.
I have as well.
And sent his, tell his mother, we're sorry this happened to you. I mean,
did he write you back?
No, but he has a lot of fan. Like, he's probably, you know, very, very busy. And, of course, the main thing is I said, I want you to know you did a good thing. Like, a lot of people would be dead right now.
Good deed goes unpunished.
Well, that's the true of anything with the government. I mean, try to help somebody and they will punish you. But that shouldn't keep you from trying to help people. And one of the things that Ross did is he made it where people who wanted to buy drugs and people who wanted to sell drugs, they didn't have to meet in real life. And that is so important for safety, because when you actually look at drug violence, it's, oh, two drug dealers met in real life, and one tried to steal from the other, and shots were fired, and people were killed, or innocent bystanders were killed. It would so much better. I think it would be wonderful if the Colombian cartel and some distributor could meet over the internet. One could pay in Bitcoin, and the other could have the cocaine shipped, and they would never have to meet in real life. You'd never have to worry about gunfights and hit squads. The only thing you really need to stop the violence in the drug war, you need a dispute resolution system. So right now, if you're a drug dealer and a customer doesn't pay you, you can't go to the cops and say, this guy stole from me.
Well, you can, but that usually doesn't work out.
That doesn't
work
out so well, right. So your alternatives are to not do anything and possibly a victim of future theft, or retaliate with violence, which, of course, is not what we are advocating.
So, Ross, by creating this anonymous rated marketplace where sellers and buyers can be rated, rated, that actually created a whole lot of harm reduction, where the actual products that were available were as advertised, as opposed to street dealers, which sometimes sell bunk products, and that can hurt people. 855-450-FREE.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free to bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype into the show. It's Skype username, LRN.FM. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's point of Free Talk Live. You can also, if you've got Bitcoin, we're going to talk more about Bitcoin here in a moment, because that was critical to the Silk Road. And we're getting an update here shortly from James on Silk Road 2.0's administrator, Blake Benthal, who is heading towards sentencing after having taken a guilty plea. SaveItPurse.com allows you to save big time on regular stuff. So, like, not drugs or illegal items, stuff you can buy at Amazon, you can get through SaveItPurse.com. In fact, it's easy to save 20, 25, 30% on pretty much anything you want to buy. All you have to do is get started at SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse, SaveItPurse.com. Super easy. It works great. I've been using it for more than a year, and I keep coming back because it's awesome, and why wouldn't you want to save 20%? So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and we'll talk more about the Silk Road. First, Scott's in Winnipeg. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian James and TJ the Spy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Scott.
A few nights ago, you had someone, or you read a letter from a lady who was celibate before she got married, and sort of the experiences she had with that religious upbringing she had. And I related quite a bit to it. She sounded like a Mormon. I used to be a Mormon. And when I got married, my wife and I did not have sex before we got married. And it was a huge mistake. Huge mistake.
I bet.
Neither of us. Oh yeah. For a lot of reasons. We weren't virgins, but we had a period of celibacy. When we met, we had stopped having sex. And so we never had sex with each other before we got married. And wow, we were so not compatible at all. And I don't mean sizes or things fitting. It was just we had such different tastes. And we did talk about our tastes somewhat before we got married. But once we started doing it, it just we had no chemistry for our entire marriage. So we're divorced now. And that was a factor. That played a factor in it because when we had no sexual connection, it affected our personal connection with each other.
Of course.
And, and somewhat that the letter that she wrote talked about the body shaming that she experienced. And I didn't grow up a Mormon, but my ex-wife did. And she experienced that too. Like a lot of, you're taught that, you know, sex is, you know, they don't say bad, but that's the impression you get. Then all of a sudden you get married and you're supposed to just open up this wonderful, beautiful flower and just enjoy it all of a sudden. And she had a lot of problems just enjoying her body, enjoying sex. It took almost 9 years before she really started having good sexual experiences in our marriage.
Wow, that's a lot of damage.
It's big time.
It's kind of ironic, too, because sex, you know, is the mechanism, if you will, for creating life. So, like, it's really stupid, I think, that sex is viewed as a bad thing or a disgusting thing or somehow you should be ashamed of it. Like, to me, I've always found that really confusing.
Well, and in our church, and my personal experience is just with Mormons, sex isn't taught as being bad or dirty, but it's supposed to be saved and sacred. But if you are sexual before you're married, then that is bad. You have to repent. You have to go to your bishop and confess your sins, and you have to do all sorts of things to get right with the church again. And, in fact, our marriage was delayed when our bishop found out that we weren't virgins. He said, oh, well, you guys have to repent. It's like, I was 28 years old. What did I have to repent for? I mean, I had had sex in my early 20s, and that was it. So moral of the story is bad choice. Religion sucks, and this is another one of the reasons why. I'm not religious anymore, obviously. But this is some of the damage that these sort of teachings, though maybe well-intentioned, can have on someone. Because sex is great. You don't need to wait till you're married. Enjoy it. Love each other's bodies, blah, blah, blah. And it's not a negative for everybody, but, you know, and this is my personal example.
And not to mention, like, you know, the more you do it, the better you'll be. Like, yes. I wouldn't want to go into surgery, and it's the doctor's first time doing it, you know.
But yeah, well, you know, if I may say, you know, I'm probably, perhaps you have like, maybe try a different religion. Maybe the Mormon religion just wasn't working for you. Maybe a Catholic faith or a pagan faith.
Do the Catholics allow sex before marriage?
You know, I'm
not
sure. I don't like to say this religion believes this because I don't want to get it wrong. I always say, like, find someone who says they're from that religion. If you like the things they say, then maybe that's the way to go. Or if you don't like what they say, don't feel the need to stick with a religion that's not working for you. And, of course, one of the things, how do you know if you're right with the right religion? I'd say, well,
I'm just checking here. I'm pretty sure Catholics, according to Google here, it doesn't appear that Catholics allow sex before marriage.
But
I can speak to that. I grew up as a Catholic, actually. And I converted to Mormonism later. But growing up as a Catholic, yes, you're not supposed to have sex before marriage, but you're not shamed like you are in the Mormon church if you do. So that's the difference. Catholics say it, but no one really follows it. You're not going to be having to repent and do all sorts of things if you happen to have sex before you get married.
Yes,
so.
And I mean, my mom, of course, she is, I guess she would be a very conservative Methodist, and so she said you shouldn't live with somebody before you're married. Like, she would even think sleeping, not sleeping sexually, just sleeping in the same bed with somebody, not doing any hanky-panky, would be morally wrong. And and of course, my belief is if I'm going to be living with somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I want to know how they keep the house. I want to know if they pay the bills on time. I want to know if they do the laundry when the laundry
gets
full. And so that's why I'm living with James. Mom was like, how well do you know James? I said, well, I don't know him well at all. That's how you get to know them. You live with them.
You don't know somebody
24/7 hours
until you live with them.
And then you're like, well, we've been living together for about 7 months in one bedroom, and we haven't killed each other yet, so I think that's a good sign. But at the same time, I mean, that's the thing.
You've had what, one little spat over 7 months?
I think two spats over the
No, it's like once a month, probably.
On air spat. Here we go.
Yeah.
Get a spat over the spat number.
I think maybe two or three fights in 7 months, and they were like resolved in 5 minutes because it's just very hard.
It's almost never like anything that we're doing. It's always like the government did this, and now, like, as a consequence, we have to go to a hearing or we have to do this or... Like, it's never any internal
Our fights have been over the government because I say...
Over doing the dishes.
Over doing the dishes because it's like if he were to yell at me and say, you didn't do the dishes, all right, I'll do the dishes. Does that make you happy? Ta-da, problem solved. I don't really see the need to fight with somebody I love over something so easily fixable. Now, if he said, I want you to buy me a bigger house, well, honey, I don't have the money for a bigger house. You don't really... I mean, I always wondered, what do married couples fights... sound like? Like, why do so many married couples fight so much? Like, what causes the fights? Like, and I say, well, I always thought, boy, if you're fighting over something you can't fix, then maybe that's the problem. If you can't fix it, then you can't fix it and move on to the next thing you can fix.
Yeah, hey, Scott, thanks for the call tonight. Great thoughts. Really appreciate the story. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's just so tragic when you hear about people who didn't have sex before marriage, and then, well, it turns out they weren't compatible.
Well, maybe, you know, like if sex, I didn't have sex the first time, my first husband, we didn't have sex for 5 years, and, you know, it was...
Wait. You're
married? My first husband, yes. We got married, we did not have sex
After marriage?
No, after we got legally married in California, we got the piece of paper.
You didn't have sex for 5 years after marriage?
Yes.
Okay. And but did you have it prior to marriage?
Once.
Okay.
No, it was not the cause of the divorce. I mean, there were other issues, but it was not the lack of sex. I mean, a lot of people say, you didn't have sex. That's why you got... No, there were other things. It wasn't the sex at all. What it was is he wanted to do A and I wanted to do B. And I'm like, well, I'm not willing to compromise and do A. And he said, well, I'm not willing to compromise and do B. So we wanted to go different paths in our lives. And it was a very painful experience, and I don't want to go through it again. I mean, that's the difficulty part of when you love somebody, and then they decide to pack up and leave, and you're like, wait a minute, I've done all this stuff for you, and now you're just going to pick up and leave after, and it's like over something so silly. I think we got divorced over the 13th Amendment. That's the last thing I remember saying to him was the slavery amendment, and boy, did he go off.
You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about sex and drugs tonight here.
Oh, no. On the Christian Liberty Radio Network. Yes, call in.
No, the Liberty Radio Network is not Christian. It is run by a church, though, the Shire Free Church, which is an interfaith organization. You can go to church.shiresociety.com. You can learn more about that. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show here. Skype username is LRN.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you is LRN.FM. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, yeah. Ralph.
Hello, you. You know, as you very well know, I want to talk about the issue of race. Okay,
what issue?
Because the Black Lives Matter. Okay,
you are just obsessed. A man obsessed.
Well, okay. We don't have it, me. The thinking blacks are now coming out to give the Black Lives Matter the scrutiny and to take them head on. This is a good sign that they are now turning inward to hopefully bring about the necessary changes that needed to happen from within, considering that Obama has not advanced or uplifted the plight of blacks in this country. The silent majority support the police, which only make Black Lives Matter, which has a narrow public opinion support, a marginal group, a minority within a minority. Now,
all protest groups are minority groups. I mean, that's nothing new.
Yeah, you know, I cannot overlook.
By nature of being a protester, you're in the minority because most people aren't willing to step out. Even if they agree with the protesters, they're not willing to join their ranks.
There is certainly, because, by admitting you're one of the, like, that's the thing is, I don't want to be a protester because I don't want to be associated with the nutballs and be discriminated in my job. So
let us talk about the Sister Soldier moment with Bill Clinton and the encounter with Black Lives Matter. I believe that it was a profile in courage. And that man, Bill Clinton, is courageous enough to take it to them. That's right, to take it.
What did he do? What is it that he did? I saw a headline, but that's about all I know.
Considering that El Negro Shaman has supported these people.
Ralph, what is it that Bill Clinton did? You can't presume that everyone listening is in the loop, because I can tell you I'm not.
I'm not either.
I saw a headline about it, but that's all I know. So what was it Bill Clinton did about Black Lives Matter or to or said or whatever?
I've said the same thing before, okay? Why doesn't Black lives matter, or they don't put value on black lives, when a black individual kills another black individual, it's happening in Newark, it's happening in Philadelphia, and it's happening in Baltimore. I do not go any farther than those areas.
Where well, that doesn't really answer my question. What? Thank you, Ralph, for the call tonight. I thought I was pretty clear with my question.
Yes.
Story from CNN, Bill Clinton's shameless answer to Black Lives Matter protesters. On Tuesday, former Secretary of State and current presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton took the stage at BET's Black Girls Rock Show and proclaimed, quote, "There are still a lot of barriers holding back African Americans and black women in particular." On Thursday, black protesters attempted to highlight some of those barriers Clinton alluded to during a campaign rally in Philadelphia. In response, her husband, former President Bill Clinton, attempted to bring those protesters to heel and referred to an adult woman who was protesting as girl. Shamelessly, in defense of his 1994 crime bill, which both he and Hillary Clinton vigorously campaigned for, Clinton declares, quote, "Maybe you thought they were good citizens. You're defending the people who kill the lives you say matter. Tell the truth. You are defending the people who cause young people to go out and take guns." So it sounds like Bill Clinton was trying to hold some of the protesters to some sort of accountability, and I guess that's what Ralph was praising him for.
Well, you know, I know my mom has a very strong opinion about Blank whenever she sees the protest. I'm like, these people need to get jobs. They
people
need
hate
to stop.
Protesters.
Yes.
It, doesn't,
say, well,
it doesn't even matter what they're protesting.
Yes.
They just hate seeing
it could
protesters.
Be pro-abortion, anti-abortion, pro-liberty, anti-liberty. I bet if you were to go out there with a sign that said the government should be oppressing everybody and the jack-heeled boot because we need to get people in line, people would be angry at you for doing that.
You could protest protesters and they
yes,
hate you.
I mean, yes, and people just, they don't want to. They want to go about their lives. They want to make some money, feed their family. They don't want to have to deal with the fact that there's conflict in this world. And I have to be honest, the way we deal with conflict is, as adults is pretty sucky. I mean, most of the times, the way we deal with conflict is, you're going to do what I say, I'm going to beat you up. And I mean, like, hey, that's a very honest thing.
That's how the government works.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I love about the free market. If I'm the boss, do what I say or I'm going to fire you. Okay, fire me. You're fired. Boom, problem solved. There isn't this conflict. If I don't like what you're doing as my employee, I can fire you. And if you don't like what I'm doing as my boss, you can quit.
Yeah, and I've never understood why some employees will, after being fired for whatever reason, maybe it was a completely wrong, inappropriate
right.
reason to be fired, will then spend their time and effort trying to get their job back.
Yeah.
Like protesting the business that fired them or suing to try to get reinstated in a place where the people who are owning the place or the boss or management don't like you. Why would you want to work there?
Yeah, I think that they – well, I understand if that's – I remember when the NSA, like if you get your security clearance suspended, they send you to the motor pool, the red badge, and you're like a fallen angel. You've been
– But government's different because, you know, you have – with the government, there's like a right to work at the government or the, you know, the
yeah.
employees have a right to appeal.
The,
and
well,
if you get
the NSA
– if you get reinstated, they'll pay you back pay in
yeah.
the government. So,
yeah,
you know,
there,
I can understand
there is
that.
A difference between, say, working at the VA Medical Center or the Department of the Parks and Recreation Department of Parks Department versus an intelligence agency. The intelligence agencies are probably the most like the private sector. All it takes is two signatures from an adjudicator. They can revoke your clearance and you're gone in 6 months. Whereas with the regular government, it might take 2 to 3 years to fire you.
Well, and even if you're on, if you do get fired and then you manage to get your job back and then you get the back pay, which you frequently will see happen,
yes.
like a cop gets terminated and then he sues
yeah.
the union.
Like the guy who sprayed
him.
The UC students with the pepper spray, he got more from the.
Did he get back? Did he get
yeah.
rehired?
He got not rehired. He got disability because they said the people. So for those of you who don't know the story, the Occupy Wall Street. Protesters in Berkeley, they were sitting on the campus, and a campus security officer took out his pepper spray and asked them to move, and they refused to move, and he pepper sprayed them.
Yeah.
And there's this great meme
Epic
that says,
photo.
"Don't mind me, I'm just watering my hippies." And
there
a bunch
of
people
memes.
Were so
yeah.
mad at this officer, and I said, well, you know, I kind of understand why they're mad, because look, they were sitting on the grass and the sidewalk. It's not like people were being blocked. You could just
no,
walk
they
around
blocking
them.
Traffic or anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's the thing. It's like, oh my goodness, there are a bunch of people sitting there in front of the building. Well, just use the other entrance. Go around the side. Walk around them, for goodness sake. But there are people like, no, they're sitting in front of the building, and we can't have that, and we're going
to
stop them.
What happened to the cop? In that case.
He started getting nasty emails, and he said he couldn't do his job because campus students were making fun of him and calling him names to his face, and he was emotionally distressed, and he basically got Social Security disability.
Wow.
He got more money than all the students who got pepper sprayed combined.
It's ridiculous.
So I actually got LoweringTheBar.net has a great article. Kevin Underhill is a great satirist. And he was just talking about the irony of the legal justice system, that the guy who did the pepper spraying got more money for doing the pepper spraying than the students who settled in court for police abuse got in their settlement. So, I mean, like a good example of this kind of – the reason I laugh whenever I go to court, I was on jury duty, and I was getting paid $6 a day to sit there. So the jury of 50 people was $300.
You get $15 a day in
one of the Yeah, one of those lawyers who was making stupid arguments – the one lawyer was making more money in 1 hour than we were making in the 8 hours.
In total.
The entire jury pool for the whole 8 hours, all 50 of us together made less than that one lawyer made in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much do you think we respected the justice system? I mean, the judge wrote me a nice letter saying, I hope you appreciated participating in our justice system. And I wrote her back saying, no, judge. In fact, I was quite demoralized and discouraged. Your system sucks. All these people had to take off work, and there was no reason they had to, because most of them were never going to be selected on the jury. They were convicted criminals, or they had been sued, or they were suing, or there was something that made them ineligible. So why don't we eliminate all the people that are never going to be selected? Don't bring them in. Don't make them waste their time. And that's why the whole system of jury selection was just awful. And I could see why people want to try and get out of jury duty.
Absolutely. It's a total and I'm there a lot, actually.
Nobody's happy when they go to jury duty.
No, they want to get out of it.
Yeah, and these are the people you're deciding. Remember, everybody who's listening, if you are ever accused of a crime, the people who are judging you don't want to be there. And that should scare the hell out of you. They don't want to be there. They're grumpy and mad, and they want to punish somebody.
When I was on trial, it was the trial for standing in front of a police car, which you haven't seen Derek J's victimless crime spree yet, so I don't know if you've ever seen that video.
I have PTSD. I can't watch confrontational videos with cops because I'm afraid of getting pepper sprayed or beat up.
So in this trial, I actually, in my opening statement, I apologized to the jury that they had to be there.
Yes.
It's like, look, you know, these guys are bringing the charges. I didn't want this to happen.
We tried to settle it peacefully. I offered to pay a fine of $500.
No, I did not offer to.
Well, I know, but James was willing to pay a fine. He should have said to the jurors, like, look, I was willing to pay a $1,000 fine, but the prosecutor is insisting on jail time because I told a police officer no.
Were you willing to pay, James?
Maybe if they had knocked it down to a violation and, like, a couple $100, I would have considered it.
Okay. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We got to get to Blake Benthal, the administrator of Silk Road 2.0. He's heading to sentencing, and we'll give you the latest on his case. It's been a while since we've heard what was going on with him. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements, and we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.